White, Ella. White, Mabel. 1894. First two pages missing. Back at night. The ride is doing them good, and the sweet, fresh country air is to them and to us a great blessing. There are no disagreeable smells here, and the houses are not crowded together. Today, the drayman came with lumber to build us a small barn. Then we shall have a horse that we can use. We are going to get an easy carriage, and when we ride out, we shall often think, I wish Ella May and Mabel could ride out with us. It is now the hottest part of summer. We have had three very warm days, but our house has a good breeze through it, and we do not feel so much oppressed. We feel sorry, children, that we have to be so far away from you, whom we love so much. But the Lord loves you better than it is possible for us to love you, and He will care for you, and will bless you, and give you His peace, and make you happy. When the enemy tempts you, do not let him gain the victory, but tell him you love Jesus, and Jesus loves you, and you will not grieve His Holy Spirit when He loves you and cares for you. The angels of the Lord are round about you day and night, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. Psalm 103, verse 13. Let the sunshine of the Savior's love come into your hearts. Speak like the pleasant sunshine. I hope that you love your Bibles. It is the Lord that has given you His precious promises, that you shall not be sad and unhappy and do wrong. Let not sadness dwell in your heart, but let the sunshine of Jesus be there. Think pleasant thoughts, speak pleasant words. Mary, who has the care of you, loves you, and you can make her very happy by seeking to do the things she asks you. Be not shy and secretive, but open and frank, and remember, your home may be a foretaste of the heavenly mansions above with your heavenly Father's presence. It will be all sunshine there. You will meet your dear mother if you love Jesus and obey His requirements. Neither of you are too young to be children of God, to make it your choice to love Jesus and be His obedient children. The precious Bible is like a garden of flowers full of precious, fragrant promises. Let gratitude come into your heart that Jesus loves you, and that your heart responds to His love. And tell Jesus you love Him. He will hear what you say just as your Father hears what you say. Jesus is always present. Whatever you do is in His sight, and if you do wrong, He is grieved because He knows you will be unhappy. Well, I must close this letter. Mary, may the Lord bless you and give you His wisdom in the important responsibility resting upon you. Jesus will help you. Jesus will give you grace to do your work acceptable to these dear little ones. He knows all about every trial and will give you that strength which cometh alone from Him. We pray for you all often and shall continue to pray. Much love to the dear ones. Love to Mary and love to all the household. Grandmother.